Nolte, ex-NEET chief Abramson addresses plagiarism charge, admits language too close. By John Nolte on February 8, 2019. Former New York Times executive editors Jill Abramson responded to plagiarism allegations by admitting the language in her new book is too close to passages by other authors. Abramson's statement, which she posted to her verified Twitter account late Thursday night, pretty much admits there are passages in her new book, Merchants of Truth, that are indeed plagiarized. I was up all night going through my book because I takes these claims of plagiarism so seriously. The book's footnotes don't match up with the right pages, and in a few cases, and this was unintentional and will be promptly corrected. That language is too close in some cases and should have been cited as quotations in the text. This, too, will be fixed. What is this if not an admission she has been caught taking credit for other people's ideas and words, which is the textbook definition of plagiarism? I am willing to chalk this up as an honest mistake, but this is the woman who ran the New York freaking Times for years. This is a member of our oso lofty media elite who just got caught red-handed in a plagiarism scandal. Think about this, Abramson is the former queen of our media superiors, the very group that lords it over all of us in alternative media, their oso important checks and balances. Do you have any idea of the resources available to Abramson and her publisher, Simon & Schuster, to ensure these kinds of mistakes can't happen, to ensure your language is not too close to anyone else? In the digital age, we all have access to these tools to some degree, so there really is no excuse for this. Hey, there, but by the grace of God go I, so I don't want to get too haughty about an honest mistake if this indeed was an honest mistake. And I don't see any motive for Abramson to try and steal the work of others when it is so easy to prove plagiarism these days. But what we do have here is just one more example of just how inferior the establishment media is to alternative media. It is the establishment media constantly running fake news and dealing with plagiarism issues and jumping the gun against the innocent and covering up legitimate news and dealing in grotesque double standards and running headlines that would result in a mushroom cloud over Breitbart News. This concludes today's episode of The Establishment Media Are Garbage. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Because there is always a tomorrow with these lying clowns. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.